of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him me and to finish his work? So is the heart of the gospel. Is the heart of the gospel. Essential part of the gospel. This is the difference between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism. Imputation, it means it's a accounting word. It means to something to somebody else's account. Our English word. Now, in Romans, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Him, we might become what? The righteousness of God. You know, amazing. Imputation is that when a believing to the foot of the cross, Christ's righteousness to that believing sinner. And our sins are charged to Christ. So Christ, who did not, who was not sinful, became. We, who were sinners, now were made righteous. You know, Adam had a righteousness of man. But Christ had the righteousness of God. But Christ had the righteousness of God, and that succeeded, never failed. Chapter 4, verse 22, 24, Apostle Paul said, not for him alone, but all for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. Our account is broken, bankrupt, still credited Christ's righteousness to us. Who believe in him from the dead. So, this is amazing what God treated as a sinner, though he never sinned, and the believing sinner is treated, and we were the sinners. Christ stood in the place of the sinner, was numbered with the transgressors, and we were made righteous because of all. Isn't this the love of Christ to us? This is the amazing love of Christ. You know, no man can ever exhaust or really the love of Christ. It says that we were made righteous. Made righteous. This is a great mystery that how God made us right. So we need the righteousness of God to go to heaven. So imputation is the heart of the gospel. God made us righteous. Christ's righteousness was in us. Without that righteousness, we can never go to heaven.